91X News.
It's plus 9 and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Julia Lennops. Today's federal budget is expected to establish a national advisory group on pharmacare. Sources say former Ontario Health Minister Eric Hoskins will lead the group. Hoskins dropped a hint about the plan yesterday when he registered both his cabinet position and his seat in the legislature, after saying he was leaving to continue building better health care for all Canadians. Senior government officials say the government hopes to have a plan that can be used in next year's budget, just in time for the 2019 election. While Hoskins was Ontario Health Minister, the province introduced a pharmacare plan that covers 4,400 medications for people under 25, a key component of last year's provincial budget. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says Helena Jacek will take over as health minister. The budget is being announced this hour. We'll have more on that later. Members of the Toronto's LGBTQ community are angered by the suggestion made by Toronto's chief of police. His suggestion was that an alleged serial killer could have been arrested sooner if the public had cooperated more with investigators. In an interview with the Globe and Mail, Chief Mark Saunders said nobody came to officers with information in 2012 when the police launched a special investigation into the disappearances of several men from the city's gay village. Bruce MacArthur, who is a 66-year-old self-employed landscaper, was arrested last month and faces 6 counts of first-degree murder. Most of the alleged victims were men who had gone missing from the gay village. Community leaders say Saunders' comments will likely make the relationship between the police and the groups affected by MacArthur's alleged crimes, including the LGBTQ community, racial minorities, the homeless, and sex workers. Toronto City Council Crystal Wong-Tam says she was shocked by Saunders' remarks and that the community was instrumental in raising awareness for the missing men. Court documents have confirmed the FBI received emails and social media accounts of the gunman in the deadliest shooting in modern U.S. history, but they offer little new insight about the investigation in Las Vegas. 13 documents reviewed today by a federal judge at the request of media organizations, including the Associated Press. One note listed 2 gold keys, a Fitbit device, USB drive, compact disc, and 4 notepads obtained in an October 22nd search of Paddock's home in Mesquite, Nevada. The notes do not say what the emails, USB drive, and other items showed, or what authorities think motivated Paddock to kill 58 people at an outdoor concert before shooting himself. Danley has not been charged with the crime. A Nova Scotia judge has stayed murder charges against an Ottawa man in a Hell's Angel ordered killing. The judge says a third trial for the man would undermine the integrity of the judicial process. The Ottawa man was twice found guilty in the 2000 death of Sean Simmons, but each of his convictions were overturned on appeal and new trials were ordered. In a written decision released by the Supreme Court of Nova Scotia Tuesday, Justice Jamie Campbell stayed charges of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder against the man, noting he has served 17 years in prison and endured 2 fatally flawed trials. Campbell said it would be an abuse of process to try the 61-year-old man for a third time, and he is confined to a wheelchair and failing health. A Saskatoon judge says a teen who killed an infant when she was 16 years old will be sentenced as an adult. The teen, who is now 18, had pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in the death of Nicosis Contra. The 6-year-old boy died of his injuries in Saskatoon Hospital in July 2016. Early in the trial, the Crown played a tape of the teen talking with police in which she described how she beat the baby in a rage. The maximum adult sentence would be life in prison with no chance of parole for 7 years. Air Canada says it resolved an issue with computers that disputed web and mobile check-ins and call center operations. This temporarily delayed boarding on some flights. Some congestion was reported by the Vancouver International Airport this morning due to technical issues with Air Canada's systems. Air Canada says the issue is fixed and that airport check-in and all remaining systems are now back online. The airline also says it can confirm there were no flight cancellations as a result of this. Air Canada did not provide details on how many airports were affected, but Toronto Pearson International Airport has not reported disruptions. The man who invented the popular Canadian snack food pizza, Pizza Pops, has died. Paul Faraci owned a restaurant in Winnipeg in the 1960s when he created the new twist on the calzone and called it a Pizza Pop. The snack was eventually bought by Pillsbury and then General Mills. Faraci's nephew, Chris, says his uncle was proud of his invention.
He loved the fact that that was his legacy, the Pizza Pops. He always wanted to get it back so that the family could produce it again under a different name or whatever.
Billy Talent, Arkells, and the Glorious Sons will be headlining this year at the Belleville Empire Rock Fest. The lineup was released yesterday at the Empire Theater. On July 26th throughout to July 28th, the Empire Rock Fest will be in full swing. Lewis Gilbert, who directed dozens of movies, including three James Bond thrillers, has died at 97, according to producers. Media reports say he died Friday in Monaco. Bond producers Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson say Gilbert was a true gentleman whose Bond films are considered classics within the series. This is the sound of the Bond theme music. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Get your vinyl groove on and save some loot. Red Ball Radio has a good selection of reconditioned turntables and amplifiers at 50% off. Check out Upstairs at Eric's for some great deals on used and reconditioned audio gear. Does your car radio suck? Red Ball Radio has a wide variety of Bluetooth and USB car audio and installs right on site. Red Ball Radio, centrally hidden at 6 North Front Street, Belleville, or online, redballradio.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Julia Lennox with QNET Sports. Playoff dates are set for Ontario Junior Hockey League, Wellington Dukes, and the Trenton Golden Hawks. Round one starts on Friday. The Wellington Dukes will start off playing a home game against the Pickering Panthers. The Trenton Golden Hawks begin an away game against the Aurora Tigers. Veteran diver Megan Benfito will carry the Canadian flag in April at the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games in Australia. Benfito is a three-time Olympic bronze medalist from Laval, Quebec. She collected two gold medals at the 2014 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. Benfito will carry the Maple Leaf into Kaurna Stadium on April 4th, and the games will run through to April 15th on the Gold Coast. Canada is expected to send more than 280 athletes to the competition, including star sprinter Andre DeGrasse. Toronto Blue Jays right-hander Marcus Stroman has undergone an MRI exam that showed inflammation in his throwing shoulder. Stroman expects to resume throwing in the next week. Stroman said the MRI exam showed the shoulder is structurally fine. Today in AHL sports, at 12 o'clock p.m., the Texas Stars will be playing against the Chicago Wolves at the Allstate Arena. The Binghamton Devils will face off against the Belleville Senators at the Yardman Arena at 7 p.m. At 10 p.m., San Antonio Rampage versus San Diego Gulls at the Valley View Casino Center. Patrice Bergeron, who is the Boston Bruins goal-scoring leader, is out with a fractured right foot. A CT scan showed the injury, and Bergeron will be evaluated in 2 weeks. Bergeron has 27 goals and 27 assists in 55 games this season. Rookie Cassie DeSmith is expected to start in net with the Pittsburgh Penguins when they face the New Jersey Devils. Bear Matt Murray suffered a concussion in practice yesterday and is now out. Yesterday, the Philadelphia Flyers defeated the Montreal Canadiens with a score of 1-0 in a shootout. The Colorado Avalanche won against the Vancouver Canucks with a score of 3-1. The Washington Capitals lost against Columbus Blue Jackets with a score of 5-1. The Los Angeles Kings beat the Vegas Golden Knights after they went into overtime. The score was 3-2. Paul Stancy makes his Winnipeg debut when the Jets face off against the Nashville Predators. Winnipeg acquired the veteran forward yesterday from the St. Louis Blues prior to the NHL trade deadline. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles are looking for another punter. Veteran Donnie Jones has retired after 14 NFL seasons. Jones played for Seattle, Miami, St. Louis, and Houston before joining Philadelphia in 2013. The Brooklyn Nets chase a second straight win when they visit the Cleveland Cavaliers, but Cleveland sports a solid 20-9 home record, while the Nets are just 8-20 on the road. A total of 6 games on the hardwood. The North American Soccer League canceled its 2018 season after a federal court appeals court denied its attempt to maintain second-tier status. The North American Soccer League held second-tier status in the U.S. Soccer Federation from 2011 through last year. It filed an antitrust suit against the USSF in September after its status was not renewed and asked for an injunction to preserve it. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today, it is mainly sunny with a high of 9. Tonight, it will be cloudy with a low of +3. Tomorrow, it will be mainly cloudy with a high of 8. At 4:10, it's mainly sunny. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Julia Lennox, QNET News, News on 91X, next at 5.